Now, upstate New York has a DMT-inspired psychedelic temple now that seems to be in what would you call it, in an effort to have people worship themselves, you know, worship the self. So it's on this tree-studded 40-acre plot just a quarter mile from the Hudson River. One of New York's most unusual construction projects is underway. The Chapel of Sacred Mirrors, or COSM, COSM, a trans-denominational church and registered nonprofit that has been constructing the Entheon, which is a place to discover God within, which is self-worship. It's human, it's new age self-worship. I did a video a while ago comparing the Tower of Babel with the idea of self-godhood, and you should check that out. But this is what this is trying to promote. When has that ever worked, by the way? Self-godhood, discovering the God within. Not good results. The three-story windowless art piece will be a temple to, among other things, original visionary art from the church's husband and wife co-founders, Alex and Allison Gray. So the couple, who've been together since their first meeting and dropping acid in 1975, previously ran an art space in Manhattan. And after closing down their Chelsea outpost in 2009, Alex and Allison moved upstate, where they've been running their collective and a psychedelic variant of a bed and breakfast. Their Wappingers Falls location hosts monthly full moon festivals, as well as large concerts and events, placing art at the very center of their faith. The estate already features large scale architectural artwork, such as a three-story gazebo temple, Altered States. That's what it's called, made by the artist Kate Rowdenbush, who describes herself as New York-based Burning Man bred. Alex Gray is probably best known for his hyper-detailed paintings of human bodies set on trippy backgrounds that reveal the figures underlying circulatory systems and musculature and spiritual meridian points through translucent skin, which you could see the same thing if you pick up a Tool album. Not saying you should, but it's the same kind of idea. But Gray's audience has not been limited to occult following. I just gotta say, how is that art when it's the same thing over and over and over again? I mean, don't you get sick of it? But Gray's audience hasn't been limited to occult following of drug users. He exhibited at the New York or the New Museum in 1986. So for members of COSM, visionary art is at the center of their cosmology, like a pre-iconoclastic medieval clerics. They understand art not just as a gateway to the divine, but as a manifestation of the divine itself. And it's only natural that this artist-pastor couple would need to build a sanctuary for creativity. So you can read more about that online. I mean, it's when you look at it and when you look at their art, it is just basically think of New Age. You got it. That's pretty much it. There's a bunch of eyes and like Buddhist kinds of or Eastern mysticism kind of stuff. I mean, it's basically you look through. I don't know if any of you out there remember this, but the band Tool had a album a few years ago. I think it was like back in 2000 or something, called Lateralus, and it came with this little like cellophane like see-through flipbook thing. It's basically a carbon copy of that, and even they were drawing on. So it's the same art. I mean, it's almost two decades old, decade and a half old, somewhere around there. But it's still the same kind of art that just gets repeated over and over and over and over again. I mean, it's kind of like their music, the same thing over and over and over and over again. They're just this droning repetition and stuff like that. So. You know, when you listen to like New Age music or that kind of stuff, that's kind of what you get. So I'm no art critic or anything, but I don't know. Anybody can draw an eye. I don't think it's as deep and profound as people might want to think it is. But anyway, I'd like to know what you think about that. It's in upstate New York. It's strange. Of course, I'm not saying they can't do it legally or anything. I wouldn't want the government to get involved and shut it down or anything like that. I just think it's quite dumb. So Yeah, let me know what you think in the comment section below.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.